Hey everybody, Franklin Taggart here with the Life in General podcast. And we've been looking at different things in a series called Is This Habit Keeping You in the Struggle? And we are up to habit number 4, which we're going to be talking today about avoiding risk. One of the things that I've noticed for myself and for a lot of the people that I've worked with is that we have a tendency to kind of react to risk in a knee-jerk reaction. And for me, that turns out to be avoidance. And one of the things that you might want to consider is that avoiding risk can actually show up in a number of different ways. I know for me, the two biggest ones that I see in myself are that avoiding risk turns up as timidity. I don't want to call it shyness, but I'm going to call it timidity because I basically just sit on my hands and don't say anything when I have the opportunity to tell people about, you know, things that I'm working on and things that I'm doing and things that they may actually be interested in. Another thing that pops up for me sometimes is compulsively taking control of situations. Tend to be unconscious behaviors. And like I said, they're mostly knee-jerk reactions. But they definitely cause problems in terms of, you know, keeping things from happening, keeping things from flowing smoothly, getting in the way of teams being able to work together, and things like that. Some other ways that avoiding risk shows up is letting other people decide and just being passive, letting other people take over. Another thing that happens sometimes is that we imagine something to be a lot more difficult than it actually is. And as a result, we don't even step off of square one. And another thing that happens is that sometimes we assign meaning to feelings where there aren't any. I am really good about this one, I have to say. And, feelings don't have to mean anything. And basically, they're just energy that's coming up in your body. It's a reaction to what you're thinking. And it really doesn't have to mean anything in terms of your relationship with the world. And so one of the things that happens a lot of times is because I feel a certain way, I'll think that it means something. And an example of that is if I feel reluctant to market something that I've done, I'll take it to mean that that's not necessarily a good idea or that it's not a valuable service or product that I'm offering. And that's just not true at all. Anything that I create it with something in mind in terms of being valuable and being, you know, helpful to people. And that feeling comes up a lot of times. It's just an unconscious thing. And it's so normal to me that I don't even question it. But when I look behind it, really, there's nothing behind it other than just a pattern, a construct that I've created. So one of the things that I've been working on, and one of the things that I work on with the people that I work with, is courage. And courage isn't necessarily, you know, stepping up and fighting a giant, although it may feel like that. Courage is just simply the willingness to go ahead, and despite the way that you feel, take the risk. One of the things that happens as we do this is that we create a bigger, expanded possibility for ourselves. And that expanded possibility makes bigger things available to us. Bigger and better possibilities are now within our reach just because we've stepped over the line of the discomfort that we've got and the timidity and the control taking and all of the other ways that we avoid risk. So one of the things that I would encourage you to do, are you facing something in your life that's difficult? Maybe it feels really big to you. Well, why don't you just take a moment and really feel why it's important? Really feel the value of what's ahead of you and step into it as boldly as you can. And that might not be very bold, but as boldly as you can, step into that new possibility and just see what happens. The worst thing that can happen is that you find that it's maybe not the best next move for you. Well, at that point, you can go back to the drawing board, but you won't know until you take that step. Just do it. I'm Franklin Taggart. Thanks for listening to Life in General. Hey, everybody. Franklin Taggart here, and I just wanted to update you on the name of the podcast. If you were looking for it under the name Life in General, I'm sorry to say that it can't be found under that title anymore. And the name of the podcast has been changed to The Reset Podcast. The Reset Podcast is going to consist of three different kinds of programming, and the three different types of programming are going to be interviews, much the same as that I did in the Make Your Own Way podcast. And then we're also going to be having two other kinds of program. One's going to be called an insight program. That will be a very short program that's based on one question to a guest or possibly something that I reflect on. And then the other kind of podcast that we're going to be offering is the series podcast that goes a little bit more in depth into a subject. The podcast is going to be focusing on personal transformation, people who are going through transitions in their business, in their personal life, in their relationships. We're going to be working on how people can make transitions in a way that doesn't leave a whole lot of fallout. So I hope you'll tune in to the Reset Podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on this show, or if you have any questions or comments about the show, please send me an email at podcast@franklintaggart.com. Hope you have a great day, and thank you for listening, and I hope you'll subscribe to the Reset Podcast. I will talk to you next time. Thank you.